Hey, wait a minute. Where'd that T go?
As dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 116T.
Clearly that time is incorrect, because 7:57, give me a break. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and this is, my friends, the traditional time at which we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, I'm drinking tea. Not only am I drinking tea, I am chairing this meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee because I'm the chairman. That's what I do. I'm just running the whole show here and drinking this delicious tea. Oh, yeah. Mm. What am I drinking today? Oh, I'm drinking the Gingin Mei, and I'm very, very happy about it. Other things that I tend to get happy about include, but are not limited to, randomly generated numbers. And I know everybody's just waiting for the numbers today, so let's very politely ask our numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 3, 2, 5.
Bass drum.
Number 3, 7, 2.
Bass drum.
Number 4, 4, 7.
Bass drum.
Number 4, 7, 1.
Bass drum.
Number 7, 9, 0.
Bass drum.
Thank you.
Baby.
You're welcome, numbers lady. And bass drop baby.
Bass drum baby.
Yes, thank you, bass drop baby, for all those wonderful bass drop numbers. We just love those bass drop numbers. I can't get enough bass drop numbers, so there you go. Oh, yeah, it's a weird day for me already. I'm kind of out of it. I sort of had a rough night. It's a lovely day today, but it's very windy. It's a nice temperature. It's like 60 degrees. It's sunny. It's just right there in my window of opportunity, and I want to go outside, but it's just way too windy, so there will be no wind. There'll be lots of wind. There will be no windy adventures outdoors today. Just a lot of bass drop, baby.
Bass drop. Bass drop. Bass drop. Bass drop.
Oh, yeah. Do I have anything for you today? Don't count on it. Unless, of course, you want to hear all about what I watched on TV last night. And I know how much that always thrills you. Oh, good tea. I love this tea. Mmm. Gingin Mei is really turning into my favorite tea. But anyway, yeah, guess what was on last night? It wasn't back-to-back, but it was almost back-to-back. Shaft. Yes, the original classic Shaft. And then there was another movie. And then after that, Superfly. So I got to watch Superfly and Shaft last night. And it wasn't even Blaxploitation night. The theme of the evening was something ridiculous. It was, movies that took place in the 70s in New York. Come on.
Bass drop.
Give me a break.
Bass drop.
Yo, give me a bass drop and break. But I suppose there's a lot of movies to choose from. I mean, there's a lot of movies that take place in 70s New York. So I guess that's better off than doing movies that take place in the 20s in, I don't know, Natchez Trace? Oh, don't get me started. So anyway, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh no, Tobe watched Shaft and Superfly last night, so now we gotta listen to a bunch of Shaft and Superfly music. No, we don't, because we've done that recently. We've done that within the last, in the last 30 days, but that might not be true. When did we listen to the Superfly soundtrack last? Was that the last month? Has it been more than 30 days? Is it a bass drop, baby? There's a high-pitched one.
Bass drop, bass drop, bass drop, bass drop, baby.
Yeah. Okay, gotta mess with it.
Bass drop, baby. Bass drop.
Pathetic excuse for a show, but what did you want for $5? Oh, wait, you didn't pay anything for this show. That's right. Oh my god. Yeah, so I got nothing. Absolutely bass dropping nothing. And why doesn't this work now? Oh, because the button. The other thing I need to start messing with is my old Bleep Labs drum machine.
Bass drop, baby.
And I would love to plug that into this stuff for you to bass listen to, drop, but baby. It is kind of a pain to do. And I know I've recorded this in the past, but now I can't remember what it is that I did to actually make this work. Does anybody... You know, now that I think about it, did I... An amplifier was involved, but what amplifier could I have possibly have used? I guess maybe my little... Well... I don't know. It's a mystery. We're never going to figure it out. You know what? I think I did. You know the way I remember this? The way I seem to remember this going down was with a bass drop, baby. And then... I plugged the Bleep Labs drum into... Wait. No, I know what it was. The powered speakers that I use for my Raspberry Pi, I plugged into the Bleep drums. And then, yeah, there's an auxiliary jack on the speakers that then gives me a weak-ass but speaker-level output. And then I remember running that into the old mixing board. Wow, that's not too complicated. Just to get some cheesy, like, 8-bit drum sounds, totally not worth it. Not doing that today. But instead, I'm now going to perform my world-famous pouring tea on my knee trick. There we go. Did that just right. And yes, I am using the little tiny teacups today for the jinjinmei. It's so good. Let's do another trick pour. Yeah, put the teacup on my knee, balance it there precariously, pour the tea into the teacup, and we're good. Yes, I'm amazing. Good tea. I'm going to be the world champion trick tea pourer. I don't think that's real competition. But it should be. Trick tea pouring. I don't know what that would consist of, but, you know, if anybody's going to pioneer this sport, I think it should be yours truly. And you can remember for the rest of your life that it all started here. You were there. You were there when it all began. The competition trick tea pouring competitions. That's what I need to do. I need to be on a tea drinking team. Is that even a thing? It should be. And that reminds me of something else. I'm thinking about making some t-shirts. I'm thinking about going back to doing one of my favorite things in the world, which is to make t-shirts. I make some wacky t-shirts sometimes, and I haven't done it in a while. And can I afford to do this? No. So I'm trying to think, do I have any t-shirts that I can modify? Yeah, maybe one or two. This one that I'm wearing is pretty much a rag. I can't really wear this outdoors. Why decorate it? I don't know. Maybe I could go out and buy a couple of shirts. And if I could sell one or two t-shirts, then I could pay for the materials that I used. So, I don't know. How does that sound as an idea? I know there's not a lot of tea drinkers that listen to this show. Bass drops.
Bass drop, baby.
And, well, you want to buy a t-shirt? These are going to be expensive t-shirts, because you got to remember, these are going to be handmade, no machines, all labor, pretty decent materials, and then I'm going to have to ship them, so they're going to be expensive. Oh, God, I don't even know what to do.
Bass drop, bass
maybe
drop.
We should do some bass dropping. Or maybe I should just make these t-shirts for myself.
Bass drop.
One t-shirt that I'm going to make, and I'm sort of still sort of debating on how I want to go about doing this. But I want to make one t-shirt that just, in really big kanji, just says Yum Cha, which literally means drink tea in Chinese. It has other connotations too, but we're not going into that right now. And then, of course, I think there'll be like a little teacup underneath it, and there'll be steam coming off of the teacup. And I'm trying to figure out how I want to do that steam effect. And I think I do know how I want to do it. Yes. So I got all these great ideas. I just need to spend some money. I just need to spend some money on some t-shirts. And I need to spend some money on some other materials. What's that stuff I need to get? I need to get some Friskit and something else. And I might need some new inks. I think all my shirt ink is a little bit dried up and gloppy and glonky. I don't know. I'd have to double check that. So anyway, if for any second you would think you might want to buy a t-shirt from the Dubious Goals Committee, let me know. I just might do that. It will be tea-themed, but your t-shirt, which is going to be extraordinarily expensive, like in the $40 to $50 range, it will be unique. It will be absolutely, literally unique. Nobody in the world will have one like it. Bass drop. It will be a literally unique item that nobody else can get and no others will ever be made again.
Bass drop, baby.
So, you know, that's just good art, kids. That's just good art.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
What? What was that? Anyway, what I was going to say was I think it's a good day to catch up with Justin Johnson, see what he's doing these days in these fine pandemic quarantined in our house so all we can do is sit around and play music days. Well, it's a little much.
Yeah.
Okay. That was cool. What was he doing there? That was very interesting because he was just sitting around improvising on one of those, who makes those? And why is it still playing music? That's not supposed to be happening. What in the goddamn hell is going on here? Clearly what we refer to as a little engine knock and run on. Yeah, see this? Some of the software updated recently, and so all the new bugs have been installed, and yeah. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, Justin Johnson was playing one of those hybrid sitar guitars. And I kind of want one because they sound cool. Oh yeah. And why do they sound cool? Well, flat bridge, obviously. Flat bridge gives you that fun sitar sound, and I think that the neck was scalloped. That's, it sounded like there was some scalloping there. So I'm thinking, huh. Seems to me like we could just make one of these types of things. Yeah, we could, but scalloping a neck takes forever. Mm-hmm. Take my word for it. Good tea today. Very good tea. And I don't feel like scalloping any necks. I just want to play musical instruments. I don't want to build them, but that's the story of my life. I got to build everything. And now my sinuses are starting to get weird. Anyway. Okay, so some more Justin Johnson, I think, is completely and utterly necessary. And, okay, how about some 12-string acoustic guitar? Yeah, everybody loves 12-string acoustic guitar, but what song are you going to play on your 12-string acoustic guitar here, Justin Johnson? It better be something cool. Uh-oh, it is. Thank you. Okay. Well, I don't know about you, but I can't think of any other time that I have heard Voodoo Child, Slight Return, on an acoustic 12-string guitar. Okay. Yeah, that was interesting, huh? Justin Johnson doing Voodoo Child. Because he is a voodoo child, and you need to give birth to a voodoo child. Oh, yeah. That was interesting. That was awesome. And I loved that jangly-ass 12-string sound. That jangle of the folk music scene of the early 70s. Yeah, 12-string guitar, 12-string guitar. Started to have some flashbacks there for a minute, but I think I'm coming back to 1986 or whatever year this is. I'm pretty sure this is a year. I've seen years. I know what they look like. I've been in some years before. So clearly I know what I'm talking about. Very, oh so very clearly. Or am I going absolutely and crazy just because I love to fight? Why is it that I love to fight so much? I love to fight, love to fight. It's not even funny. Uh-oh. Bass line. Yeah, that's right. It's about that time. If you're hearing Stalemate, you know that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC. Right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go do some stuff, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.